Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Well, you're listening to Illinois Public Media on a beautiful Thursday morning, 80 degrees and sunshine outside the WILL studios here on the Urbana-Champaign campus, headed to 87 for the day, mostly clear this evening, and 65. A quick look at what the numbers are trading like in Chicago. On their last tick from the CME Group, July futures for the soft red winter wheat at $7 a penny and a quarter, down 5 3/4. December there at 7.19 3/4, 7 1/4 lower. July corn at 6.73 1/4, down 9. December futures 13 3/4 lower at 5.56 3/4, and next year's March at 5.67 1/2, down 13 3/4. July corn down 13 1/4 for next year at $5.81 1/4. July beans at $15.07 1/2, down 15 1/2 now. November futures at 12.90 1/2, down 20 1/4, and the January contract at 12.94 1/2, down 20 1/4 as well. Bean meal futures down $4.40, bean oil 68 cents higher. Live cattle futures have been trading, and the August contract at 119.70 is 70 cents lower. September feeders at 146.50 are down 50 cents, and lean hogs in the August are 17.5 cents lower at $98.20. Usually on a Thursday morning, we would talk with Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. He is traveling and out of the office away today. In his stead, we'll discuss the marketplace with Chip Nellinger. He's at Blue Reef Agri Marketing in Morton, Illinois, a regular on our Commodity Week program. Chip, thank you so much for filling in for us today. What did you see in the marketplace that you liked and didn't like in the overnight trade?
Oh, I tell you, Todd, I don't know which way's up. This market, everybody was thinking we would have kind of a quiet week here ahead of this stocks and acreage report next Friday, and it's been anything but quiet. So little bit of everything. I think the market's reacting a little bit to the financial markets, which moved quite a bit after the grain markets closed yesterday, after Bernanke spoke and gave us the thoughts on the Federal Reserve. So, you know, some of this is financial market related. Also, some of this a little more moderate forecast than what we looked at yesterday, but certainly a lot of choppiness in these markets the last few days.
Why did the trade take Bernanke's thoughts so very devastatingly?
That's a great question, because he didn't really say a lot. He said what he's been saying all along, and that is, you know, we're going to watch this and take our foot off the gas if unemployment improves down the road and continue to try to support things until that happens. So he didn't really say anything differently than what he's been saying for months and months and months. But for whatever reason, the financial markets, I think, might think that we've kind of backed ourselves in a corner. Fed funds are low enough now, they just about can't go any lower. And I think that's the fear, is that we know the Fed's going to have to unwind some of this easing that they've been doing for a couple of years. How are they going to do it? And we're kind of slowly painting ourselves into the corner here, and the financial markets scratching its head, wondering, you know, how we're going to undo what we've been doing the last couple of years.
So the time is nearing where the piper will need to be paid.
The piper is singing, and he will need to be paid eventually here, and maybe sooner rather than later.
I suppose we could talk more about that as time passes. Things that have been happening this week at the Board of Trade in the agricultural world. Of course, you can talk about what the weather forecast is in the future. You can take a look at what planting progress is like. And then today and tomorrow is a holiday in Argentina, so they won't be shipping anything out, and their farmers have been on strike the previous 5 days anyway.
That's right, and there's just been so many of those issues flopping around and kind of bouncing off traders' minds right now that it's really hard. All you said, the weather, acreage issues, you know, world markets, of course, Ukraine and South America both have corn offers quite a bit cheaper than U.S. sources right now. So that's something that long-term we still have to deal with. And, you know, all of this is just makes it that much harder to figure out in traders' minds which way should we play this thing, which way should we position into these reports next Friday. So lots of issues there. But like you mentioned, South America, I still think that that's something we're going to have to deal with for some time. And the Black Sea area, they have available supplies of corn, and they're cheaper than our corn right now, and that's going to hang over us for a while.
July corn punched through the 677 area yesterday, 673 and a half on its last trade today. It did go all the way to 679 and three quarters as a high for the trading session so far. Does it worry you that it's back down below that kind of Fibonacci retracement area?
Not a lot. Yesterday we did fill the gap that we left from, interestingly enough, the March quarterly stocks report. So we filled that gap, and essentially we're trading, where we were when we closed on that March 28th stocks report day. Not surprising to see a little back and fill here in that contract month. The 100-day moving average, which we got through yesterday, comes back in essentially at today's lows at 667. And so a little back and fill after a strong day like yesterday isn't that big of a deal. I think the question then becomes, you've got option expiration this Friday to throw into that whole mix of issues affecting the market. And then first notice day on these July contracts coming up. We still have really strong old crop corn basis levels. So, it doesn't surprise me or concern me that we've backed off. The bull spreads are still working, even in a down market, meaning, July corn futures are low, or aren't as low as what December corn futures are. That still indicates, that tightness is there in the cash market. So I think the July contract kind of holds firm here. The stocks report number, though, next Friday will be the big determinant of where these July futures ultimately go off the board.
And I suppose it's the feed and residual number everybody will want to know about.
It is always that question, feed residual and, the double counting issue of old crop versus new crop. And unfortunately, there's no good way to count those bushels or get a handle on that. And sometimes that takes several quarters to work itself through the system.
And we'll have to go through the acreage figures as well. What do you see there?
Oh, I think the market is kind of thinking 2.5 to 3 million acres that we've lost out of corn, either didn't plant or in some way, shape, or form got switched, potentially over to beans or another crop. In my mind, if it comes out towards or above a 4 million acre decrease in corn acres, I think that's really friendly. If it's 2 million or less, I think that's in the market and probably is a bit of a bearish disappointment to the market. And you have such a wide variance of opinions. Depends on where you talk to and where you live as to what your opinion is of how many corn acres didn't get planted or got switched.
Anything on the livestock?
Livestock, I tell you, to me, hogs and cattle are trying to form a bottom in here, and they've held up well with this financial market weakness that we've seen, yesterday afternoon late and then again this morning. So I think that both the live cattle and feeder cattle market, to me, are trying to form a bottom in here. Hogs obviously look really strong, and should this time of the year, we should be rallying hogs seasonally. So I like the livestock markets where we're at. I think it's going to take better cash trade in live cattle to, get us out of this range and trying to rally $4 or $5. But I like where we're at. I think the livestock markets are holding up really well given some of the weakness in the financial markets here the last 24 hours.
Chip, we'll talk with you again this afternoon during the closing market report.
All right. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks much. Chip Nellinger is with Blue Reef Agri Marketing. He is out of Morton, Illinois. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. Looking for sunny skies and 87 degrees on this day. Then this evening, mostly clear and 65. And tomorrow, sunny skies again and 90 degrees. Tomorrow evening, we go to a low of 69 when we'll have partly cloudy skies. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.